from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Dis nou tyd vir Explain Well with Christel. En hierdie gesprek is eintlik iets wat baie belangrik is in terme van Suid-Afrika se posisie en hoe ons beskou word wêreldwyd. Ons is bietjie van 'n draadsitter, né, Christel? Daar gaan heel wat goed aan in die wêreld en dan is ons maatjies met hierdie een en ons is maatjies met hierdie een. Ons kies nie 'n kant nie, wat nie noodwendig 'n slegte ding is nie, maar dit kan beskou word as ons kan nie actually ons mind opmaak nie.
Ja, jy weet, en ek dink jy is 100% reg en daar is ook 'n argument van as jy nie jouself uitspreek teen een ding nie, dan is jy, dan is die implikasie dalk dat jy pro die teenoorgestelde is. So the context is, I think our international diplomatic relations are about to get quite awkward. Yesterday we had, was het gister Ruslandse minister van buitenlandse sake, Sergei Lavrov, in die land gehad. Suid-Afrika beplan ook militaire oefening, so naval exercises with China and Russia. But in the meantime, the U.S. Secretary of Treasury, Ms. Janet Yellen, is on her way to South Africa. She'll be in South Africa between today and the 28th of January. And it's just interesting. So I listened to a bit of audio earlier today on what is South Africa's diplomatic stance on all these issues at the moment. And I've got some audio here from Cornelius Monama, who is the spokesperson for the Ministry of Defense and Military Veterans, on, for example, the military exercises that will be doing with Russia and China, and I think this gives us a bit of perspective.
There was no hype about any of these countries, especially with regard to the United States of America, wherein we held an even longer exercise known as Exercise Shared Accord in KwaZulu-Natal last year regarding our military health capabilities.
So nothing to see, essentially.
Is that the argument? I get it. Look, we're part of BRICS, which is why we're working with Russia and China, obviously, because we're in that coalition. And cool, they want to run some naval exercises. We're going to do some military things. South Africa, can we come and do it with you? Lekker gees. But in the back of the war that is going on in Ukraine at the moment, with the Russian invasion there, and us very publicly voting, well, abstaining from voting, actually. We've said we're not going to pick a side.
Yeah, and at a diplomatic level, not even calling it what it is, which is a war. But certainly the South African diplomatic position has been to say that discussions need to be had to resolve this and not condemning an invasion.
What I do want to ask is it not just for us with our own problems? Is it nie beter om liever op die draad te sit nie and just be friends with everybody, because maybe they can bring us power, maybe they can bring us water when we need it. Like, just don't rock the boat, just chill here, because ons is ons eie krisisse.
Ja, okay, en jy het 'n baie geldige punt.
Ja,
dit is 'n baie geldige punt. So ons alliansie met die sogenaamde BRICS lande, so that's Russia, China, India, a whole number. That is aimed at development and across those countries. So dit is hoekom Suid-Afrika sê maar hierdie is waar ons strategies geposisioneer is om ons eie belange te bevorder. Die realiteit is die Amerikaanse regering gaan dit nie so beskou nie. Hulle het 'n baie baie sterk posisie ingeneem met betrekking tot Rusland spesifiek na aanleiding van die inval van Oekraïne. So ja, hulle het self gesê elke land het die reg om the right to self-determination. Every country has to decide for themselves. But they have a very, very strong position. En die realiteit is ons kan gevolge dalk op ander maniere sien.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.